Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by our friends at Squarespace. With beautiful templates created by world-class designers, Squarespace makes it easy to turn your idea into a new and unique website in just a few clicks. Squarespace's analytics help you grow in real time. And if you have a question, their award-winning 24/7 customer support is there to help. Think it, dream it, make it. With Squarespace. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use the offer code Doug to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Enjoy the show!
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves
everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Coming to you from the cricket room at Meltdown Comics. But I don't hear any crickets tonight, so that's very exciting. Maybe the film crew that's shooting inside the comic book store chased them away. It's Monday, September 18th, 2017. Does anyone here have a name tag? Oh, yes, you do. Shout out to Baseball Jordan. That's a classic reference, sir. Haven't seen you in a minute. This is what really ties? Oh, this rug really ties. You're looking around like you don't even recognize your own fucking sign. This nug, why would you put your hand over the word nug? That is key. This nug really ties this name tag together. And she's got a whole canister of weed on there, but there's just one nug in it. Because it's you can fit an eighth in that little thing there right there. And it's, what's your name?
Tiffany.
Tiffany. So you went with the Tiff Lebowski. Makes no sense at all. What does Center the Dragon mean? Center's your last name?
Yeah, it's Tommy Center
the Dragon. Tommy Center the Dragon. Yeah. I like it. It's your birthday tomorrow?
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck? Woo! That's my way of acknowledging people's birthdays, is by screaming expletives at them. All right, so we got enough name tags to justify this whole thing, so thank you. Thank you to the 7 or 8 of you that made them, and the rest of you. Yeah, that's right. You're back in darkness now. Where you belong. Doug plugs this Wednesday, September 20th, 2 nights from tonight, Douglas Movies returns to Cap City Comedy Club in Austin, Texas.
Doug Loves Movies is back here at Meltdown Comics on Monday, October 2nd, which I believe is 2 weeks from tonight. And, oh, this is brand new. I think I'm squeezing in a St. Louis show on Saturday, October 7th at 420 at Helium. It's a gas. Not sure if it's on sale yet, but it will be soon. All of my dates and deets and links are at DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com! Yeah!
I love when someone gets super amped on the yeah. I really, really appreciate that. So as you can see, there are four chairs, four guest seats on the stage. You know, sometimes there's booking issues that lead to more guests rather than less. And in this particular case, I decided to run with it because it's a very special show tonight. This September 18th is when this show started 11 years ago. This is the... Yeah. This is the 11-year anniversary of Doug Loves Movies, formerly I Love Movies, formerly Not a Thing. So thank you guys for supporting it for all this time. And let's look and see what I've brought in the prize bag. So I'm sort of over here, like, for the listeners at Meltdown Comics, the stage really, it's five people is really crammed together. So I'm off to the side, like an announcer or a game show host or something like that. So it changes the dynamic a little bit. Some people have seats where they will not be able to see me much at all. Just hear me. Well, that's good, the way you lean forward so that guy can see. It's very, but now you're just staring at the ground if you do that. So I don't know if that's gonna work out. I brought for the prize bag a hat that I got at a dispensary in Portland. The dispensary is called Oregon's Finest. It's actually a pretty pretty cool hat. And I brought a blue card from Getting Dug with High and some rolling papers that I also got at that same place. And three different sizes of Peacemaker Christmassy peppermint pipes. All of that is going to be won by somebody, plus the stuff brought by all four of my guests. Please give a big warm welcome to Josh Gondelman, Trey Gallia, Joey Kern, and Paul F. Tompkins!
PFT, PFT, PFT.
You didn't see him shaking that off, like, please stop doing that? Holy shit, you're wearing an Oregon's Finest hat. Where did you, is it no longer in the bag? Is that a weird, pointless magic trick?
Dumbest magic trick ever.
Let's meet them individually, you guys. Such a great panel. The patriarchy is still alive and intact. Not messing around with any ladies on this panel. You may know him from and love him from a motion picture called Super Troopers. This is his first time on the show. Let's hear it for Joey Kern, everybody.
Hello. Thank you. Nobody wants to chant JK, JK, JK. I'll start it.
That's weird for a group to chant that they're just kidding.
Yeah. That's true.
It doesn't really make any sense. But you, I'm excited to say, and we just met, I'm a fan, and you have a motion picture coming out on demand and in some theaters this Friday.
Yes, I wrote and directed, and I'm in it. And it's called Big Bear.
Big Bear.
Yeah, comes out in New York, L.A., Chicago, San Francisco, a number of other places.
Yeah, you got Adam Brody's in there.
Uh-huh, Adam Brody and Pablo Schreiber.
Oh, great actor.
Yeah, he's great.
So good. And what's
Tyler Labine?
Tyler Labine, a former guest on Doug Loves Movies.
He's the best.
Would love to have him back if he knew how to shut up for a second. I'm just joking around. He's great. He's always in New York making that show about being a ghost.
It got canceled. It's canceled.
Oh, it did? It's
yeah.
No longer a thing?
So now he's in South Africa making a big movie for Sony or something. Poor guy.
Yeah, failing upwards.
Yeah.
Fucking. But he's not even a ghost in this one.
It's probably the darkness.
Joey, did you get a chance to watch the Emmys last night?
You know what? I have a kid, and I did not.
Well, that's one of many reasons to not watch the Emmys.
I just figured that would be a good one. I threw that out
there.
That's
perfectly all right, because it's on so late. Here in California, it starts at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a problem when you got a kid. You got to tell them a bedtime story. Here, Dad, I don't want to hear the one about the big bear again. But, son, it opens on Friday. But sitting to your right is a gentleman who trod that stage as an Emmy winner. It's Josh Gondelman, everybody.
Thank you.
I don't know. That's how you top being an Emmy winner, is you come on this show.
I'm very happy to be here. I like that the audience is giving me this vibe of like, I know objectively, apparently you're successful, but who are you?
Yeah, I get that every time, too. We're good.
Have you guys heard of a program called Last Week Tonight with John Oliver?
That guy
isn't funny at all without this man.
I play John Oliver. He's a character I originated years ago. Don't ask me to do the accent, that's offensive.
Yeah, only when you're on the clock.
Thank you.
And on camera. But that is a terrific show, and good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, those jokes about, but it's only on one night a week. Like, doing the show a bunch of times makes a show better. Like, you know, those shows get to have guests. John Oliver doesn't have to waste time talking to some actress who's in a movie. I know, I could have gone with more specifics on that one, as a lot of great comedians do, but I said actress in a movie. Could have said actor, could have said TV show. All right, also joining us, thanks for being here though, Josh. What's the most exciting thing about being at the Emmys last night? Other than winning, of course.
Yeah, it's always more fun to win things. It's something I believe.
Is there a more perfect murder weapon out there in the world of awards?
I guess like an Emmy-shaped icicle, because obviously you kill them, then it melts.
Because it's heavy.
It's heavy,
you can pound them with the base,
and it's super sharp.
You can also stab them with the wings, or the tips of the wings.
They, because though it's exciting, I've done this once before, and because it's an exciting thing to have, they're pretty lax with it at airport security, even though it's several weapons. It's like a Swiss Army knife that's completely impractical to have. So last time, they were like posing with it at airport security, and I was like, do you want a picture? And they're like, actually, legally, we can't take a picture with this. But they were just like posing as if they were about to take a picture.
Just holding it's very exciting.
Yeah, like, the camera's what makes this illegal.
I've held a local Emmy, and they're the same.
Oh,
Like a local news Emmy? They're exactly the same.
Did you say you won a local news Emmy?
No, I held one.
Oh, okay. You moonlight as a local newsman? Yeah. Doug loves newsy? I don't know. I'm sorry, that was not good.
The news, it's true. oh, shit, here's some breaking news. Also on the panel tonight, Trey Gallion is here, everybody.
Hey.
Thank you. You know this table is for me and my things, right?
Yeah, I do now.
If you could get your shit off of there, I'd appreciate it. Trey, much like Josh, is visiting from New York, but unlike Josh, it's not for the Emmys.
No, not at all.
It's just to do this show.
Hang out with friends and smoke weed and do this
show. And we're going to get high on the internet together. Spoiler for tomorrow on Getting Dug with High, Trey will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Right, schedule permitting.
Oh, it's permitted.
You might.
Yeah.
You might get another offer for another weed show.
We'll see what rolls in, but I'm pretty sure we're clear.
All right, cool. And you were just on the last episode of this show.
I was.
You did not win.
Not at all.
So you're welcome for bringing you back, even though you're not the champion.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I tried.
That's why you're here again, because as long as you say words when I ask you to, that's what we're looking for in guests.
Recognize the effort. Okay. I'm so going to lose tonight, too.
Hey, buddy, buck up.
Oh, no, we're good. Yeah, I'm still leaving with a positive mental attitude, Josh.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
But they're filming in the comic book store, so you can't even walk through there when we leave tonight, which is, you know, it's a nice part of the
No, it is fun. It's a fun part of the experience.
Is that the best part of the experience?
Well, I hope it's not the best part.
Whoa.
Because you could just do that part without sitting here for 90 minutes. But also...
I'm surprised.
Also sitting here for 90 minutes. I think I would be a pretty good newsman. It's Paul F. Tompkins!
Hi, everybody. How's it going? Hi, Doug. Doug, I can tell from your hat that you're a fan of frozen orange juice.
It's only concentrate for me.
Doug, may I ask please, one of the other panelists a question?
Yeah, sure. Which one?
Joe. Your movie Big Bear.
Yes.
Is Big Bear the location or a character?
Well, Paul, thanks for asking.
You're welcome.
It's kind of both.
Kind of both?
Yeah, it takes place in Big Bear, right? So it is location.
In or on?
Or inside. In the resort Big Bear. There may be a big bear.
Okay.
Not the gay type.
That might be a spoiler.
That might be a spoiler.
That there's a big bear.
I have a movie where a big bear is the location and the character. It's about these little bugs. And they don't know where they are. They thought they were on a dog. It's like a fun Pixar-y type thing where it's like, did this dog get bigger? And then...
Is this the pitch?
Big Bear, the geographical location, is kind of the fifth character in the movie.
So this is like Jaws, where there's the shark named Jaws.
What's Jaws?
But it took place in Jaws, Massachusetts. The Cape Cod Resort town.
That's right. What a great name for a town that would be. Jaws, Massachusetts. Doug, ask me about myself.
Are you looking forward to the premiere of Me, Myself, and I starring our friend Bobby Moynihan?
And my friend Mandel Mon.
What?
From Bajillion Dollar Properties.
Yes.
Plays Bobby's mother in the past.
Oh, when he's a little kid.
No, before he was born.
The little kid from It. A kid from It is the little version of Bobby Moynihan.
Really?
And then Jarlin Larroquette is old Bobby Moynihan.
Do you think they will get Pennywise to make a cameo in the show?
I hope so. Either that or Harry Anderson.
Maybe young Pennywise from when
right?
he was a kid.
A little evil clown in a tiny sewer.
That sewer was small enough for that clown to have no business.
Well, that's not the way
sticking
he got
his
in.
Whole fucking clown face up out of that hole in the sewer. Plus, when he's in the sewer and the lighting and everything, his painted nose looks like he has a dog nose. Looks like he's supposed to be a white puppy with a little black nose.
He doesn't have like the bulb nose like Tim Curry.
He's just got the painted, but it's the lower half of the nose, so it looks like a dog nose.
Nothing but respect for my Pennywise.
See, to me, Tim Curry is scary with or without clown makeup. Like, I'm not insulting the man. He was just good at being menacing.
He was terribly sensual in every performance. And so it's
he was a sweet trans sensual.
It's a little. It's,
And then he was a sweet clown sexual.
That's right. It's unnerving. Sometimes I watch Hunt for Red October and I'm like, why do I feel this way? And it's because Tim Curry's in the film.
I love, is that the movie where, like, early on they, like, do, like, a wipe that says, and now they're all just going to speak in their original accents?
It's great. What happens is, I love it to this day. They're speaking in Russian on the submarine, Sean Connery, Sam Neill, everybody, and then they zoom in, they slowly push into someone's mouth speaking Russian, then he's speaking English, and they zoom back out again. I love it.
That's like the concept for a Spike Jones video. Like that's a Fatboy Slim song or something.
I feel like they probably made that choice like on set. Like, you know, like this whole Russian thing isn't going well after 2 days. Yeah. Let's just zoom in and everybody speak English.
This film is not gonna be commercial unless we figure our way out of this hole. This fucking Russian hole. But it's a good movie though. I think it was, wasn't it directed by the Die Hard guy, John McTiernan?
Sure,
I think so.
Seems likely. It's got an established pattern of directing such films.
Not anymore, though, I guess.
Has he passed on, John McTiernan?
No, he did some jail time for something.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Yikes.
Yeah, and I'm that guy that brings that up and has no details.
That conversation got more grim, and we started with, is he dead? And it got worse from there.
No, he's not dead. Much worse.
It's probably tax stuff, right?
He was into some shit. I don't know. Plus, he made that horrible movie, Medicine Man, with where Sean Connery and Lorraine Bracco were in the jungle, were in the Amazon.
Do you think that's why they put him in jail?
I think so.
Wait, you can go to jail for making a bad movie?
Rotten Tomatoes has a jail now.
He was going to get off, but then Sean Connery turned state's witness against him for protection. That's
right. All right, well, let's find out, starting with Trey Gallion, what you brought for us for the prize bag this evening.
Okay, well, first off, I brought a copy of my CD. And then I'm staying with my friend Chuck, as always.
Hey, great job promoting yourself. What the fucking CD?
Well, I mean...
The moronic. Okay, keep going.
And then so I'm staying with Chuck, like I always do out here, and he's got an awesome record collection, and so I stole some cool records from him.
You know you're not holding a record in your hand right now.
No, yeah.
Not a record.
I got Mickey Mouse Disco. Yeah. Here's Johnny Magic Moments from The Tonight Show.
What?
Omaha Benton plays the 1965 presidential inauguration. And then a submission of recorded presidential conversations to the Committee of the Judiciary of the House of Representatives. It's the Nixon tapes read by some guy pretending to be Nixon.
Oh, wow!
Yeah. I'm telling you, Chuck's got the best records.
Are panelists allowed to commandeer items from the prize bag?
Not that. And then Steve Martin, the television stuff. And then some 3D glasses, which you can use to watch the Steve Martin DVDs, but it's not going to make anything 3D. Oh, and yeah, don't look at the sun with those either. That's all.
Wow. Tough to follow.
Oh, side two has an amazing track. It's called March 22, 1973.
Somehow Trey is the only one that has the missing 18 minutes of the Watergate tapes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's on vinyl.
So are you interested in having this for your own, Paul?
Yes, but...
Do it.
Pass it down to her.
I don't even know. No. I'll consult with the winner and see what the winner has
to say.
Sure,
you can work something out. Yeah. Maybe you could give him your tie. Ooh. I think you got a couple more of those at home. But there's only one of that fucking album. It's got to be only one.
Yeah, literally.
It's pretty amazing. Joey, do you know what? I mean, did you bring something?
I did.
Because yeah, you got booked through a publicist, so that always leads to things being left out.
Yeah. No. I did. I think I understood what to. I did bring something. I don't know if I can top that. I feel.
Not like, with that, I don't
feel
think.
Like really yeah, great.
It just seems like you're holding a piece of paper in your hand.
Well, it's a number of.
Is it our 1 year anniversary?
It's a number of pieces of paper, but it's this was. I always think these are kind of cool, but I don't know if anybody else will. But this is the day ten of seven of the of my movie Big Bear. This was the sides for it, which. It kind of
so
cool.
So it's just the scenes from that one day on small pieces of paper.
Just from that one day. But then I also our premiere is tomorrow in LA, and so I wrote two tickets to the LA premiere.
Oh! So you really think that's going to work when somebody shows up with that?
I'm going to laugh when they don't get in. There's no way.
I mean, I thought maybe they could, we could exchange
right here,
information.
Two tickets, sir.
Show up tomorrow too, write it on a piece of paper. Don't take it! But that's it.
But show up where? There's no address, there's no time.
That's why I sound more exciting.
I presume it's good anywhere. You can just go see whatever movie you want.
Show me your biggest bear, please.
This is written on movie stationery.
I would like two for mother. What do you mean it doesn't fit through the slot? Can you say where the premiere is? Do you know?
To the winner.
Oh, okay.
I will whisper.
You're going to whisper it in there?
Carly Simon-like, I will whisper.
Because that's the thing about premieres. They want to keep them completely unknown. You don't want the news of a premiere to get out there.
I know.
That would be silly.
That seems to defeat the purpose. Yeah, it's at the London Hotel. Everybody should come and storm the gates.
Very good. Well, now you swung wildly the other way. I just wanted a happy medium where you told everybody my movie's premiering at the London. Is that true at the London?
Yeah, the London Hotel. Apparently they have a little nice, cool little screening room in there.
They do. They do. I saw a Comedy Central show there once.
How was it? Was it comfortable?
Oh, it was so comfortable.
Doug, do you like that movie theater where you can like stretch out on a recliner?
I don't want a recliner. Like, that's just like them saying, you know what? This movie's not going to keep you awake.
That's how I feel. I just lay down
and go to sleep for a couple hours.
I feel like it doesn't matter what the movie is, that if you're in a dark space.
And they bring you a full meal? It's like, yes, am I on a plane? Am I getting ready to sleep until we get to Newark?
Exactly.
It's so stupid. But it's kind of fun sometimes, especially if you go to a place that has those reclining seats and you're in the front row, then you're grateful you could recline because you don't, you know.
I don't like it. It feels like I'm sitting in my dad's chair, you know, like that's the special chair.
Can you imagine somebody runs in and kicks you out of it?
Yeah.
Get out of my chair.
You know that's my chair.
The Bears are playing. What's this movie?
Then it changes.
Give me a beer.
And it's just a bunch of bears playing.
I can tell you this, Paul, so you don't have to ask. Brigsby Bear is just the name of a character. There's no place called Brigsby Bear.
Well, then I got ripped off on my vacation. Doug!
Oh, it's crazy doing a show on a cruise ship. It's hard to stay upright. Josh, what do you got? You got a whole backpack situation.
An Emmy!
Be the Emmy.
He pulls out that Emmy. Who wants it? You have to live the rest of my life, though. That's the thing.
An Emmy would destroy this hotel laundry bag. It would not last a minute.
It would fight its way out.
Yeah.
It's similar. I was given a gift as of a bottle of champagne, and I'm not going to drink a whole bottle of champagne tonight. So I am. You just won all the prizes.
I'm gonna listen to Nixon.
I'll take that too.
I'm gonna listen to fake Nixon. I'm gonna drink champagne.
Hey, Josh, Paul wants your glasses also. Give him your glasses, you nerd.
Not again. Give me your glasses. The bully just puts on the glasses. Now I can see
I'm
good.
I'm smart too now.
I'm going to read James
Now
Joyce.
I like comic books. Oh,
but I have this bottle of champagne, and I'm not going to take it on the airplane home with me.
Yeah, that's
so,
fair.
So
that's
it's for call. Someone here.
It's an Emmy bottle of champagne.
Yeah. And if the winner is less than 21 years old, get good at lying, or this someone else, Paul gets it.
Is that possible?
Right here.
Do we have any under 21 year olds?
My birthday's tomorrow.
Your birthday's tomorrow? Just give it to him right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we should.
But his birthday's tomorrow, too.
My name's turning 21.
Okay, great.
You're turning 21 tomorrow makes you the only person ineligible for the champagne right now, so I apologize.
Not at midnight.
It's true. The show's going to be rocking and rolling.
We're going to wait.
So that's that.
Yeah, pass her down. Thank
sure,
you very much.
Of course.
I'm going to use it as a weapon if a ship comes in here.
That's what ship christenings are about. It's about fighting off a ship.
Every time.
You saw it. It was coming right up.
Yeah, you break the bottle, then you use that jagged part to get it to go away. I mean business ship. Get the dock out of here. What do you have for us, Paul Fancy Tompkins?
Well, Josh, would you assist me? Would you hold the microphone while I...
Oh, I like this.
First, there's a backpack, and you think, well, that's convenient because... If I get the backpack, I could put all the prizes in the backpack. You can't. There's already shit in it. This backpack comes to me from the last episode of At Midnight. They gave us these.
You made
so many emotions.
You made less audible groans when we thought a person died earlier.
There's what you get.
At Midnight is better than most people I know.
You get shit. You get the Bob's Burgers music CD, right? It's all the songs. You get the CD. Then you also get this Bob's Burgers vinyl of the same thing. And then also
so
you get...
So good thing you probably...
This is like, I don't know if this is 10 copies of the same thing. But it all seems to be the same. Then you get this, the
Jesus.
Art of Adventure Time, right?
That is a big, heavy coffee table book.
Big, heavy book. And then you also get this thing that I found in my house, the American Idol 10th anniversary celebration. I don't know why I have this or where it came from, but let's see who was happening in those 10 years. Oh, Clay Aiken's in there. Okay.
Oh, okay.
He was the class of 03. A lot of greats.
That's when he graduated from American Idol.
That's right. I bet Kelly Pickler's in here. So there you go. That's all that stuff. You get that.
So they have to put it all back together?
Yeah. I did it once.
The Bob's Burgers album is like that Flaming Lips one where you have to listen to four of them at once in four different speakers. Yes.
Doug is now... he's cleaning up the stage of the things that I dropped. There you go. And then somebody can easily put that back together. Champagne.
Good luck, winner. Even somebody on a shopping spree at that comic book store isn't going to walk out with such unwieldy shit. A lot of heavy stuff, a lot of soft bags that are thin, and a bottle of champagne.
Yeah, it's not an easy carry. You're going to need a friend.
You might want to just crack the bottle open and celebrate before you try to cart this stuff home.
It's like what an eccentric 67-year-old would pack if they were running away from home.
Like, eccentric or someone with full-on dementia? very kind.
He gets where he's going and he goes, oh shit, record player. And I didn't bring my reading glasses.
Dementia is kind of a character and a location in this. That wasn't mean.
John McTiernan.
Rest in peace, Doc.
Okay. How are we doing on time, you guys? I could usually see the clock from where I'm sitting, but this is... What? Ugh, just got weird news. All right, so don't look at your phone during a show is my advice.
Wow. I got weird news.
Cool. Can't wait to hear about that.
It's coming up in our segment later in the show, Weird News.
This is what you won the news Emmy for, right?
Yes.
And now here's what's weird in your neck of the woods.
An adorable dog with the tail of a fish.
Do you still do the games?
Yes.
Okay. I haven't been here in a while, so I wasn't sure.
I'm trying to expand it into just prize bag discussion. But you guys didn't bring enough stuff. But I do have a quick question before we get to the games.
Yeah.
And Trey knows what's coming, and you might not even have an answer. Have you seen a movie since you were on the show on Saturday?
No, I watched
Okay,
half
so we
of
can
one.
Skip you then.
Yeah, that's cool.
But what'd you watch half of?
The Founder.
The Michael Keaton McDonald's movie.
Yeah, the McDonald's movie. One.
Yeah, you just watched to the middle and then quit?
Yeah.
Did you stop and think, oh, I know where this is going. This business is going to succeed wildly. And his partners are going to be fucked.
No, I was just like, I'm really high and tired. I'm going to go to bed now. That was really it.
Because I've honestly only watched half of The Founder. And I'm not like a watch half of a movie kind of person. But
right.
That's what I did with that one.
Yeah, I was just like, okay.
Everybody ends up with diabetes. In the end.
There you go.
Right, yeah. Wouldn't that be awesome if it goes to black at the end?
When do they change
it? It says when Ray Kroc died. And then the next thing is the number of people who have diabetes.
From McDonald's.
And then it says, Supersize Me 2 in theaters soon.
Well, they zoom into the numbers as the hamburgers are being sold. Then when they zoom out, it says, have diabetes.
Don't spoil it for me, though. I haven't seen it yet. I don't want to know. Don't tell me whether McDonald's exists.
Yeah, early on in the movie, he's trying to talk these guys into, you should franchise this. And they're going, no, we like to keep it small. Oh, I wonder if he's going to get his way. Fucking McDonald's.
That's so, like... I don't root for McDonald's. Like, next thing, you know, there's just going to be a movie where it's like, and Time Warner Cable was everyone's cable. Wow, he triumphed. It's like, yeah, and it inconveniences me only.
Joey, what was the last movie you saw?
Yesterday, I was on a flight from Kentucky, and I watched Unforgiven.
Really?
Yeah.
That's one of the options on the airline?
No.
You brought it on there yourself?
I did. I was, I don't know if anybody's flown Frontier. It's
Well, no
it's
wonder
terrible.
You're watching Unforgiven. you can only watch Westerns on Frontier Airlines.
It said new release on it.
You can also watch Star Trek movies.
Yes. Indeed. And it's a classic, and it's really good, right?
Yeah, it's great.
Gene Hackman, he's all right.
Yeah, you know, there's a few okay actors in it.
Yeah.
Richard Harris and that Clint Eastwood guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman's in it.
Yeah. Saul Rubinek.
Wait, are we playing a game now? How unforgiven are you?
John McTierney level.
Josh?
I, on the plane here...
Oh, I love this.
I watched The Fate of the Furious... Which was wonderful. It was so great. It was like in every moment they were like, what would be awesome? And then they were like, then someone would say something like, does that make sense? And they're like, we'll figure it out later. It's going to be awesome now. I also watched my wife watch...
My wife!
She was watching Borat. She was not. It would have been an incredible transition.
What if she was watching Borat and every time Borat said my wife, she went, that's me.
That's me. If you were him, that would be me.
Exactly. Yeah.
It brings us closer together. I watched her watch the new M. Night Shyamalan movie, which I keep wanting...
Split.
I keep wanting to call it Hitch, but that's a different thing. And then I go, it's not Hitch, is it Switch? And then it's like, no, Switch is the song from Hitch, performed by Will Smith, but Switch. Nope, Split.
Split.
See, I did it again, but Split. And that was really delightful, because I just got to see her laughing, and then I was like, was it a comedy? And she was like... to me, it was. But that was a good
I guess
experience.
It's kind of amusing.
He danced. There was a fun dance.
Yeah. But wait, what did you say you watched?
I watched her watch that.
Oh.
And I watched Fate of the Furious.
Oh, you're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't really have to be too locked in on Fate of the Furious.
No way. It's like, oh, something's blowing up. It's like there are three rules that they establish, and they're always saying exactly what's happening, where Vin Diesel's just like, you're my family, so I'll never hurt you. But now I have to hurt you, but never again.
<You're> like, this is the last time I'm going to hurt you because you're family.
It's like, if you were family, I would hurt you more. But because you're family, I'm going to put the brakes on. And I was like, okay, cool. And he sounds like if a mountain could talk. Like, he sounds like if Mount Rushmore didn't sound like a president, but sounded like a rock quoting a president.
It's also great, too, because none of them are family. They're not related to each other at all whenever he brings that up.
No. There's only two guys that are family, and he doesn't like either of them. Jason Statham, my favorite movie star, and then the other guy, who's probably more famous, but I'm not good with faces.
Dwayne Johnson? Tyrese?
No, the other
person. Ludacris?
I would never mistake Ludacris.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know who you're talking about.
There's another British guy who plays Jason Statham's brother.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a new character to this one?
I don't know. I don't know the continuity of all the movies. I don't even know the continuity of the one I just watched.
Yeah, they're always 2.5 hours long.
They're so long. Because they're like...
Perfect for a flight, because you could take little naps.
Yeah. Wake up, and it's like, I'm over at Tulsa, and they're still trying to be family again. It's like Little House on the Prairie with punching.
I mean, don't they drive the cars into an iceberg or some shit?
They're driving on ice in Russia as a nuclear submarine is coming up through the ice to destroy them. It's just a submarine coming up. Nobody had a bottle to beat it back with.
Thank you for being here. Paul.
I am.
F. Tompkins. What was the last movie you saw?
Doug. Let me hit you with three movies I've seen
recently.
Oh,
no.
Are we gonna... Somebody said, what on earth?
Could withstand that many movies.
I don't think there's been three movies made. I saw Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Our friend Steve Agee, so much fun to see him. Right? Hilarious in that
Delightful.
Movie.
Delightful, yeah.
It was great because I'd forgotten that he was in that movie because I remember he posted a million pictures from when they were filming it.
Yeah.
Totally forgot he was in it, and then when he appeared on screen, he was hilarious in it. I saw... a movie called The Intervention, written and directed by Clea DuVall, which is a little indie movie. It's on Netflix now. I highly recommend it. And then I also saw, for the 1 millionth time, Jaws. I saw that recently.
Just for another go-round?
I saw it for another movie podcast where we watch the movie and then discuss it.
And in the discussion part, did you find some new thing about the movie that you never noticed before?
Doug. Yes, I did.
Can you tell us as well, or is it just for that show?
Well, no, I can tell you. This is a little sneak peek of that other podcast. For the first time I've seen this movie so many times. For the first time, I was like, hey, this Quint, he's a fucking asshole. He's not fun. He's a fucking asshole. He's treating everybody like garbage. His hubris gets everyone killed. He's a dick.
Yeah, he only gets close to fun when he's drunk and singing a song.
Yeah.
And that song is a bummer.
He doesn't know all the words to it.
He doesn't?
He never gets very far into it. That's unfair. I mean, maybe there were scenes cut out where he sings the entire song. And I think we're going to need
a longer song.
He closes it out with a big, good evening, friends. Another thing I noticed is the scene where the kids have a fake fin tied to them. And they swim around. They freak everybody out. There's a bunch of Coast Guard with guns on this boat. And so the kids, like, they come up out of the water. And we see that it's a fake fin, and they like smile at each other, and then they turn around, and then they see all these adults pointing guns at them. The kids were out of the water for a good like half a minute, and these guys still have these massive weapons trained on these children's heads. Like, I think you could have lowered the guns way before you did. Like, let's see the face. Let's wait till this thing turns around. And if it's a shark face, then we're going to shoot at it. It looks like the back of a little kid's head, but I'm not a marine biologist. I'm just a guy with a gun hoping to shoot a shark.
Hey, kid, let me see that face real quick. Or in about a minute. take your sweet time.
Kid body shark face, that's worse than shark body shark face. No one's ever seen that beast before. I'm shooting that thing every time.
I always thought it was pretty cool of Chief Brody to not go, it wasn't my idea to keep the beach open when that lady shows up and slaps him in the face.
Oh, he's...
He just takes it.
He takes it. Through the whole movie, everyone's a fucking asshole except him.
It's true.
It really is true.
That's why he's in Jaws 2. Yeah, he was the only nice guy that could get to sign on for 2 in the beginning. Like, they already thought of that. Like, let's sign him for 2, and they didn't sign Dreyfuss for 2.
Oh, I assume that they tricked him and they told him it was reshoots for the first movie.
I just love in the second movie when he says to someone, I know what a shark looks like because I've seen one up close. It's just like, we all know what sharks look like.
But all us,
because they're available in books.
But this is a guy who's been treated like an asshole before, who's now, someone's trying to treat him like an asshole again. So he's like, now I dish it out a little.
But he should just say, I've been to this rodeo before.
Yeah.
I've been to the shark rodeo.
Yeah.
But anyway. Underrated Jaws 2, I think.
Is it really?
It's not that terrible.
Is it that good, though?
Has a great tagline.
It's one of the few sequels where the tagline stuck around longer than the movie actually did.
People think the tagline's from the first movie.
Why would it
make any sense?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't remember the tagline.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water.
Oh.
And Poltergeist 2 is their back, which became like a punchline for a lot of things. But I can't remember if I've seen that movie or not. I think I did.
Poltergeist?
Poltergeist 2.
Poltergeist 2?
someone once told me that the subtitle for Jaws 4 originally in production was Jaws 4 People Zero.
I remember hearing that, yeah.
And I don't know if it's true, and I refuse to look it up because I'd rather live believing than know the truth and feel sadness.
I honestly think it was supposed to be a comedy, and that was kind of discussed, that they were going to make it a comedy. I think National Lampoon was maybe involved. Oh. Fun facts, guys.
Yeah,
occasionally remembered fun facts from a long time ago.
National Lampoons. Jaws 4, People Zero.
You see the shark's boobs, which is pretty cool. Kind of a raunchy 80s.
All right, well, thanks for going to the movies, you guys. Really keeps this podcast going when my guests have gone to the movies. But now's the part where Bert Kreischer has to turn it off because I'm going to say, let the games begin! Woo! Gentlemen, there's definitely more name tags than there are you guys, but not by a lot. Also, they're all smallish.
They are.
Yeah, but go ahead and pick who you want to play for, and we're going to go to a quick commercial break.
Today's app is brought to you in part by our pals at Loot Crate. On a quest for epic gear, housewares, and collectibles, Loot Crate has an epic range of pop culture items for less than $20 a month. You guys already know about Loot Crate. They've been a longtime sponsor of DLM and have been incredibly generous with our listeners. If you haven't already, it's never too late to join in the fun. If you're more of a fanatical fashionista, then try Loot Wear, monthly wearables and accessories with cult classics from your favorite franchises. Or if you really want to get fancy, get a bigger box with even bigger loot with Loot Crate DX. Be the envy of your friends and get your 100% exclusive crates at lootcrate.com/Doug. Enter my code Doug to save $3 on any new subscription. September's Loot Crate box is robotic, featuring items from Star Wars, Star Trek, Aliens, and Blade Runner. One lucky subscriber will also win a mega crate of seriously epic proportions. You have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive this month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. Go to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter my code D-O-U-G to save $3 on any new subscription today. This episode is also brought to you in part by Squarespace. Good old Squarespace. You ready to start your new business? Make it stand out with Squarespace. With beautiful templates created by world-class designers, Squarespace makes it easy to turn your idea into a new and unique website. Showcase your work, blog, or publish content, even sell products and services of all kinds in just a few clicks. Customize everything from look and feel to settings and products, and use Squarespace's analytics to help you grow in real time. Not to mention, everything is optimized for mobile right out of the box. And with over 200 extensions to choose from, Squarespace offers a new way to buy domains. Best of all, there's nothing to install, patch, or upgrade ever. Though if you do have a question, you know what happens here. Squarespace's award-winning 24/7 customer support is there to help. A dream is just a great idea that doesn't have a website yet. Make it a reality with Squarespace. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use the offer code Doug to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com, offer code D-O-U-G. Back to the show.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
All right, we're back. Who are you playing for, Trey? It looks like you got quite a lot on your hands here.
Yeah, yeah. The Tiff Lebowski.
Right.
And it's
super clever.
This nug really ties the room together. One, and she also had a bowling ball. So I was like, yeah, I'm gonna take the bowling ball up there too. Sure.
Does it fit?
No, it doesn't fit. I got big hands.
That's how OJ got it.
I mean, that was the main reason I picked it.
She's not lying. It is a nug, and it's a pretty healthy nug. So,
nice.
So thanks for that.
You can have the bowling ball back. Keeping the nug, though. Oh, yeah. Ruth? Who's Ruth?
Yes.
Now, is Ruth the
Even
person who,
better.
Who owned the bowling ball, or is Ruth the name of the bowling ball?
Name of the ball.
Okay.
Name of the ball.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
You could do like a movie about people that live on the ball, Ruth. Like mites, maybe, that live in the finger holes. Just an idea I've come up with.
Next movie? Next movie?
Yeah,
movie?
You know, it's just like a Pixar thing I'm thinking of.
Girl constantly in fear of being crushed by a finger or a thumb.
Hold on tight, we're being bold.
Yeah, if you just hold on to the sides, you just stay in there while it's rolling down the lane. Who are you playing for, Joey?
I'm playing for Bad Benz 2. And this Twix that was in someone's car for a while.
And then nice
taken out
Twix.
Of the car. And then put back in the car.
Let me see that thing.
It's like Bad Boys, I think.
Yeah.
Two.
And his name's Ben.
Are there two Bens?
He's Ben, I'm Ben.
Oh, man.
Oh, you made this together, did you?
It took two of you.
I bet Mom can't wait to put it on the fridge.
My son's Ben are home.
What do you got there, Josh?
I'm playing for Doug Benson, Strip Ortiz.
Oh, wow. My face over Demi Moore's face. Yeah. That the tagline for that movie was just when you thought it was safe to get back on the pole. Yeah, don't read that. There's something written on the back as a special message to me. That's why I took your name tag away from you, so you wouldn't make that mistake.
Okay. Yeah, you live and learn.
This is some serious shit.
People get pissed, dude.
Paul, what do you got? A phone?
I got a phone. This gentleman, his name is Aaron, is that correct? Okay. And he was holding his phone, and I was kind of, I of course noticed it because it's a glowing object. And I'm a quarter crow. And so I looked at it, and then I looked at it again, and Aaron went like this. And I was like, well, I gotta do that. And then, so I took off his name, and I written him a nice note. And Aaron, only you will see this. It'll be like Lost in Translation, where I won't tell anyone what the note says. But it's a little note for you. If you can see that, a little sneak peek.
Well, there's a little extra pressure for you to win tonight then, Paul, because he couldn't have written a shithead on the back of his phone.
There's a lot of extra pressure because I have mental problems.
Back to you in the studio.
Focus. this first game we're going to play is a little something called Alex's, Jason, and Deb's IMDb game. Yeah, people love it. Can't get enough of it. You know, Joey, how on everybody's IMDb page, they'll just say, best known for, and they'll just throw out four.
Wait, what's IMDb? Sorry. Oh, I am DB.
I am DB. You are JK. But they'll just throw like four, you know, credits up there. And it's kind of the algorithm that determines it. It's kind of odd. Now, I guess people can sign up and go in and set up their own best known for. Did you do that, Paul?
No.
No.
Why would I do that?
So just how do you look at it ever? Your page on IMDb?
No.
Okay, so what would you imagine they think are your four best known for things out of your, you know, trillions of credits?
Boy, oh boy. Maybe. Do you know what I bet it's on there? Is There Will Be Blood.
Number one.
Yep. See, doesn't that seem, that seems mean, doesn't it? Like someone went in and put that there as a joke.
Well, it's super cool that you're in that movie, but it is also rather brief.
But yeah, no one, people don't know me for being...
You can't be like, I'm the bowling pin.
Yeah, people
I'm the chocolate shake.
People who know me already know that I'm in that movie. No one's like, hey, what happened to that guy from There Will Be Blood? I never see him in stuff.
Or like, I can't wait to watch this Paul F. Tompkins movie. And you're like, you'd watch 20 minutes of Daniel Day-Lewis in a shaft.
Come on, get to the good stuff.
Okay, what else do you think is in there?
Is BoJack in there?
Because there's also TV stuff. BoJack did not make the cut.
Oh.
Yeah. It's always rather odd.
Tenacious D?
Mm-mm.
Hmm. Mr. Show?
Mm-mm. Yeah,
I don't like this because I'm just saying stuff that I did, and it feels weird and gross. This feels like I tricked you into doing this.
The second title they picked was your TV show called No, You Shut Up.
Oh, that's nice.
And then you're a voice in the animated film Tangled.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow. That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
And the series.
Yeah. And then the fourth one, Best Week Ever.
Oh, God yeah. Bless you, IMDb.
You did it, IMDb. So that's sort of the idea here. So what I'm going to do is...
That cleared everything up, right? Yeah,
that's how it works. They list four random things.
They list four random things. You're wrong. And then the game's over.
I thought the game was just asking you if you remember your past.
No, it's I will start naming someone's top four. And as soon as you think you know who it is, like on the first title, like if it was There Will Be Blood, you might want to buzz in and guess Daniel Day-Lewis. But got no, it. It's Paul F. Tompkins.
That's right. It's me
is
instead
the answer.
Of him.
Yeah. And so you don't want to buzz in too early because that's -1 point. But if you get in early, ahead of everybody else, and you're correct, then you get a bonus point for each thing you can name in that person's top four. Oh. Right? All right. Trey, you got it?
Oh, I got it.
Oh, yeah, you buzz in with your own name.
All right.
Does anybody want to practice?
Paul.
Joe.
You don't have to.
I'm going to pass.
You could save it for... You could save this with more of a surprise attack. Oh, what's he going to sound like when he says it?
Josh.
That's how I sound when I say my own name. I feel a lot of confidence.
Trey, you good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I love this game. Are you kidding me?
No, I meant, do you want to practice saying your name?
Nope. I know how to say it. I'm going to say it in a second anyway.
All right. Who's best known for on IMDb begins... with a film called Alien. Yeah, there's some people in that. How do you know where I'm going with this?
Fuck me.
I'll give you a second title. V for Vendetta.
Paul.
Who is it, Paul?
I hope it's Tom Skerritt, Doug.
It is not, Paul. Nice try.
Am I out?
Well, for this round, yes. Until we figure out this puzzle. You're sitting at -1. There's always time for a comeback. Does anybody else want to buzz in?
Surprisingly, no.
Alien V for Vendetta. The third title is...
Sorry, I just got to blow up these balloons. for when you announce the winner.
I really thought that was a person at first making that sound.
I did too.
Like, oh my God, that is the most exasperated person alive. The third title, sit this one out, Paul. Hellboy.
Josh.
Nope, that was a ploy. That wasn't me.
Josh, go ahead. All right, the fourth title. This one might go unsolved. Unanswered, but that's cool. Tinker, Tailor, Soldier.
Spy. Trey.
Really?
Paul F. Tompkins.
I just told you his top four.
Doug, can I guess? Is it?
That's right.
That's right.
Can I guess?
You can for fun.
For fun?
Yeah.
Is it John Hurt?
That's correct.
All right. Can I tell you something? When you said V for Vendetta, I was thinking Visitor, that TV movie about the aliens.
The aliens.
V.
You heard V and you're like, I'll take it from here.
V, I tuned out immediately after hearing V. That's all I need. Why, what else could he say? Doug, waste time.
All right, so that means that Paul is in fourth place with -1. And everyone else is tied for first with nothing.
If we make a deal, the three of us, to split the prize money.
Wait, there's prize money?
That's kind of trying to secret into existence.
We'll pour some of the champagne into the backpack.
Into the backpack, yes.
That'll be a third of it.
Yep. We roll the bowling ball over it. That would be funny to watch. What's this plan doing?
While we're listening to the records.
Here's the next one. You're back in, Paul.
Good.
Who's best known for starts with Alien?
Trey.
What's your answer, Trey?
Tom Skerritt.
Incorrect. -1 for you.
I mean, it wasn't a horrible play. Wasn't the smartest play, but...
Yeah, I count about 7 or 8 actors in that one. Could have been any one of those.
Yeah.
But that's cool. The next credit for this person is a television program.
Is it about aliens?
No.
Does it start and end with V?
Is it Tom Skerritt?
Homicide, Life on the Street.
Paul!
What do you got, Paul?
Yaphet Kotto!
Yaphet Kotto is correct! You're back out of that hole. Now, you can really run away with this thing if you can name 2 other Yaphet Kotto motion pictures.
Sure. Live and Let Die. James Bond film. And Yaphet Kotto was also in. A little movie by the name of, and it's a title everyone loved. Because it became as familiar to us as our own names. That title being, of course, the Yafikoto vehicle known as... Homicide, Life on the Silver Screen.
No, that is wrong, but Live and Let Die is correct. That's one more point for you. You're way out in the lead with 1 point. And the fourth title they chose for Yaphet Kotto is The Running Man.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Yeah. He invented that dance.
It's a dance. It's an exercise video.
All right, this is the third and final round, unless one of you catches up to Paul and we need a tiebreaker.
Done.
Whose IMDb top four starts with Alien?
Trey.
What do you got?
Sigourney Weaver.
Incorrect.
You're deep in it now, Trey.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's over for you on this game, but we got one more game coming up after this. How are we doing? Yeah, we're doing all right. The second film, The Green Mile.
Paul.
You said your name like you say my name.
Who do you think it is, Paul?
Doug. The power of Christ compels me to say Tom Skerritt.
Incorrect. I couldn't help myself.
Right?
Doesn't Tom Skerritt seem like he should be in The Green Mile?
He feels like he could be a part of that.
Yeah.
He could be the warden or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. So it's only Josh and Joey are still in.
We're tied for first place.
Now I know.
Yeah.
We are tied for... Are we still tied for first place?
Yeah.
Yep.
Paul's
now you are, yeah.
Has,
no,
Paul
you're...
Has.
Oh, Paul's in it too, yeah. You're all tied for first with zero. So this could really...
Mediocrity.
This could really do it for you if either one of you jump in on this. The third title after Alien and Green Mile is Paris, Texas.
Joey.
What is it, Joey?
I'm going to go with Harry Dean Stanton.
That is correct!
Now, do I?
Just for fun, can you name any other movies that he was in? There's one more.
That's on the. It has to be on the top.
Yeah. What
four.
Do you think is his biggest one? That you. I mean.
Cool Hand Luke.
No clues.
Cool Hand Luke.
No, that would have been a good one.
Big Love.
No.
TV show.
Yeah. But he was big on that.
Lucky. He's got coming. He's got.
Yeah. Lucky's coming out soon.
Doug, might I?
It's coming out posthumously. Yes, Paul.
Might I hazard a guess?
Please.
Repossession Man?
Yes! Repo Man!
What? Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Sad.
Dude's been in a lot of cool movies, but yep. Alien, of course, is number one because that thing bursts out of his chest. No, that's John Hurt. Yeah. Harry Dean Stanton's walking around going, Jonesy? Jonesy? And then. Yeah. But this is very exciting. Finish that game. Joey wins with 1 point.
Good job, Joey.
The Bends.
Good job, Joey.
It's really the Bends.
Let's play Ben brothers are over the moon.
Let's play the tiebreaker for fun. Aliens.
Wait, aliens?
I see a
yes.
theme.
Okay.
Oh. Joey.
Who is it?
Scorny Weaver?
That's correct. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Oh, 2-0. Joey wins in a soccer blowout.
Sigourney Weaver, it's all A titles. It goes Aliens, Alien, Avatar, Alien 3. Yeah, with that little weird 3 that looks like it's Alien to the Third. All right, so Joey, you get to go first in our last game of the evening. It's something that is named after the gentleman that we just played in this last game, Harry Dean Stanton. Okay. Because the second time we played this game on the show, and we've been playing it ever since, this was like 3 years ago, 2014. Paul F. Tompkins, Jen Kirkman, Harry Dean Stanton were the three guests on the show. And we were took turns guessing, naming movies that Harry Dean Stanton was in. And he barely won. He pulled it out. He made it happen, but it was rough. I shouldn't have sprung it on Paul and Jen that they'd have to know his films to get through it.
What made it so hard is because he was a character actor. It's like he's been in, it's like you know you've seen him in a million things, but you can't, you just can't pull them in the moment, you know? It was crazy. And of course it feels wildly disrespectful because the guy's right there.
Yeah.
And, you know, the question is, this guy's been in a 200 movies. Name five of them. Like, Pretty in Pink, The End.
That was the final film of the Pretty in Pink trilogy, yes.
That's right. That's right.
He's also known for watching a guy have the alien burst out of his chest.
True.
Yeah, that one as well.
Was he in Straight Story?
That was Richard Farnsworth.
No, but didn't he go to, wasn't he in The Brother?
Oh,
though?
He goes to see him? Probably.
Doesn't Tom Skerritt seem like he should be in The Straight Story?
So this is how this game works. I was talking to Jen Kirkman about being here tonight to honor the late, great Harry Dean Stanton, and she was going to send along a message. Did she do that?
No, she sure didn't, Doug.
She said to Paul and I in a text that we were doing together, I will prepare a statement about Harry Dean Stanton. She said it would be my honor or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, she's not even here tonight because she's like, oh, I'm going to be going to bed around that time because I have a flight in the morning.
Because she's going on tour.
She's like, I'm an old lady, so I can't go out and do something when I've got a flight the next day.
Yeah, man. Fuck Kirkman.
Let me just check my email. Maybe she said it.
Was that a little harsh?
That's why we've been here. Nope.
Nope. All right. Well, we'll get that from her at another time.
Absolutely.
Do you have anything?
It'll keep. He's not getting any deader.
Do you have anything to say about him and your experience with him?
That hour was one of the most uncomfortable hours of my life. It was the craziest thing to try to engage this guy, and who the whole hour was like trying to figure out, does he just not want to be here? Is he just completely out of it? Is he drunk? Is he, you know what I mean? Because the first thing
he was a nice little bit of each of those things.
He walked
sprinkled
into
them all in there.
Yeah, he was like ushered into the improv theater, and I think Doug said, is there anything I can get you? And he said, a glass of wine, which is not in ready supply at the Upright Citizens Brigade.
Yeah,
theater.
They don't serve wine there.
But they found it for him.
Yeah,
and then
they went to one of the places next door, even in a glass.
Yeah, yeah.
And brought it back over.
Had a nice glass of wine during the show. There's a great, extremely blurry photo that Doug took of the three of us.
I used to always take a picture of the guests at the end of the show, but I was always doing it quickly because I just wanted to do it before the end theme music was over.
Right.
And so they were all blurry and terrible. So I just stopped doing it. Now I just rely on somebody in the audience taking a picture at some point and then posting it. Then I could just repost that. Did anybody take a picture tonight? Yeah, see, I knew there was at least one asshole.
But it was, I'm glad I had the experience. It was really, as uncomfortable as it was, the low point was when he shamed me for not knowing more about my father's World War II record.
Yeah, where that was weird.
That was the one moment he kind of perked up and seemed friendly to me. And he started asking me questions. I said my dad was in the Navy in World War II. He's on a boat called the USS Lexington. And then he asked me like some technical thing about the boat. Or I can't remember what question he asked me, but I did not know the answer. And then he just went so dismissively, you don't know, you don't know. So roast in hell, I guess.
Well, So now, you know, as it is, I've had people come up to me and say, isn't that so sad that guy was on your show died? You should do some sort of tribute to him. And I go, well, we're going to keep playing Last Man Stanton. And they go, what does that have to do with anything? And I go, it's called Last Man Stanton after him. Just, they just thought I was just mispronouncing standing and over again.
Yet another thing people don't realize Harry Dean Stanton was in.
Emmy. Does Last Week Tonight air again soon?
Yeah, we're back on Sunday, and then we have seven more episodes this season. And then
you able to chill in LA today? Why didn't you have to go right back?
We work Wednesday through Sunday,
So
you can fly home tomorrow, Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anything happens on Monday or Tuesday, you just don't even cover it.
Or just like, it'll be there Sunday.
Or something worse will have happened. That's what this year has been like. It's like.
So it's really last Wednesday to Sunday, not last week tonight. It's last.
Well, I don't have to be in.
Last Wednesday to Sunday tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, go back and tell John Oliver I've got a great idea to make the complicated title worse.
I get introed on stand-up shows with that as the credit all the time, and people apologize. I'm like, no, it's my fault for working the thing with a silly name. Because they're like, you've seen this guy on, which is not true. They're like, this guy, you've seen a name in the credits of, really?
Yeah. All the
it's
time.
It's not hard.
No, it's not hard.
It's no, three words. Credits are hard to get right.
This
when
week,
you're
tomorrow.
Host.
And it's like, no, but that's as much of a thing as the thing that's the thing.
Okay, so yeah, so I'll look forward to seeing it Sunday night. And haven't you appeared on it because don't they sometimes use pictures of people around the office?
That's true. Yeah, there is a picture. I've been in a few pictures. One of them was me. Getting married to another gentleman on staff, and we were looking aghast because we realized someone had sex with our cake.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was really good in that.
You're great.
That's my number one on IMDb. Guy whose cake was fucked.
So you lied earlier. You lied earlier.
Nobody can trust a word I say.
No, he said he wasn't on the show, but he was on the show.
So. I'm sorry. I was shorthanding, and I thought no one would notice, and then I've been called on it.
Trouble is, you didn't notice Detective Doug was on the case. Isn't it true you've been on the show in pictures? God, good sir, I rest my case. Before you answer.
You're still gay married, though, right?
Oh, yeah, those pictures are legally binding. Okay. There's a hospital out there totally staffed by otters. People are dying left and right. It is a nightmare.
All right, so I'm going to get a name from somebody in the audience for us to use in this game tonight. Where is Dork of All Trades?
Right here.
Hey, man.
He's right here.
That's my fake voice you're speaking with for real.
I'm that dork. Says you said something about how you're in town on business from Philly.
Yep.
What's your business?
I'm doing a trade show.
I wish you'd just said it's my business. That's my business.
You're at a trade show.
Yeah.
What are you gonna trade? Baseball cards. Oh, tires? It's a tire trade show?
No, we sell tires.
You sell tires
at the trade show.
At the trade show. Yeah. Okay.
What kind of tires?
Round. You really thought this was worth pursuing?
I'm interested now.
More tire talk.
All right, we can go back to the movie thing if you want.
Trey loves tires premiering next Monday.
Let's pitch it, buddy. Come on, dork.
Come on, dork. Co-host my sarcastic podcast.
Hey, Dork, where in Philly are you from?
Northeast.
Oh, the Great Northeast. There was talk of the Great Northeast seceding from the city of Philadelphia. This was years ago. That was a big deal. Like, we should be our own city.
It was back in the 1970s when people in Philadelphia were still pro-slavery.
Wow.
I'm from Boston.
You're
I can
from
say
Boston,
that.
Yeah.
Jeez, dude.
All right, so he's gonna. This dork right here is gonna tell us a name of somebody, and then we're gonna start with you, Joey, and you just name any movie that person's been in, and you just go around in order to Josh, Paul, and then to Trey. And if you can't think of one at some point, you're out. Dork?
I wish you didn't say the.
What's your real name?
John,
okay.
I wish you didn't say the tiebreaker. It was
super. Why? Because it gave him four answers?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they'll need more.
Okay.
It'll be interesting to see if the first four answers are the four ones that I just said out loud.
So I don't even remember who the tiebreaker was.
Didn't he just say it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
He did.
It was so off tonight. I apologize.
Trey's just thinking about different kinds of tires.
Oh my god. What? Never mind. Let's go fuck with some tires, man.
Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah. I got this.
All right, Joey, start us off. Any movie that's got Sigourney Weaver in it?
Can we use any of the ones that you mentioned?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what the dork was pointing out. Is that he came here ready to say Sigourney Weaver, and I fucked up all of his hopes and dreams. Northeast
Sigourney
Philadelphia.
Weaver on his lips.
So ready, the whole flight. Sigourney Weaver, Sigourney Weaver.
He got a job in the tire trade business just so that he would be here this week.
Well, what's my fastest path to Doug Loves Movies?
The tire trade.
Yeah, so you can use one of those.
I'll go with Aliens.
Okay.
All right. You said it with a Z. Like it was like a hip-hop reboot in 1994.
No, that's what I'm referring to. The hip-hop reboot.
What do you got, Josh?
Alien.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Ooh, well played.
Thank you.
Paul?
Did anybody say Alien? I wanted to keep the theme going. Alien 3.
Oh, you're not playing this round?
Yeah, I'm not going to play. Look at the clock. You can see the clock and I can't.
Yeah, sorry. Ghostbusters.
Everyone's deep cut. How do you do it?
Yeah, I know, right?
You were saying you're off your game, and then you come up with that.
Bombing all that show, obscure. But I pulled Ghostbusters out of my ass. Should have probably saved that one. You're right.
Joey?
Ghostbusters 2?
Yep. And we play exact titles here, and in that case, you lucked out because it doesn't have a colon and all that other nonsense at the end, so. I don't think any of Sigourney Weaver's movies have a colon in them, actually. Maybe there's some. Don't say, audience, please don't say. Don't help these guys. It's just the people on stage. Josh?
I'm going to go with Avatar, the gift that was given to me previously.
Mm-hmm.
Good
for you. Delightful.
Thank you.
Dave.
It's like you're auditioning for the robot in 2001.
I'm still in the mix. Davey.
Trey.
Working Girl.
Yes! She got nominated for Academy Award. Joey?
I may be totally wrong.
Don't be totally wrong. Mm. We want you to hang in this game.
The Parent Trap?
For many more. Okay, well, it was nice having you here.
The new one, though.
That was some other lady.
Was that Jamie Lee Curtis?
No.
Okay.
No, that was Freaky.
But I don't lose for that. That's what's important to me.
That was Freaky Friday with Jamie Lee and Lindsay Lohan. But what... Are you sticking to that? Do you really think she was in that? What is she? No lifelines.
None taken.
No, I. No. I'm either right or wrong. I guess. I mean, I imagine I'm wrong.
I mean, I think we all think she's not in it.
Then I'll go with it. I'll go with the consensus.
Had some sort of like she had a sneaky cameo.
But who
or
was
something.
The mom? Who was the mom in that?
The mom in that. Well,
with Lindsay Lohan.
Right. Parent Trap. Yeah, wasn't it like Natasha Richardson?
Yeah,
or some shit
I think
like
it was
that?
Natasha Richardson.
All right. All right. No, you're right. You're right.
Okay.
About I'll stand. Do I stand now, or shouldn't everybody else
no,
be standing?
No, you can stay seated.
Should everybody else be standing?
Shouldn't everybody else be standing?
Should I continue to say while the others stand?
No, you should all be stantoning, whatever that means.
You should all be standing.
So please lay down on the ground.
Under the ground.
Maybe you all should be in urns. I don't know what they're doing with his remains.
I mean, I'd prefer an urn if we're asking. Okay, I'm good.
Okay, Josh, we've got one man out.
I'm in bad shape here. I'm going to throw a Hail Mary, and did she have a cameo in the new Ghostbusters, which was just called Ghostbusters?
I think she did. Yes, you're still in.
Thank you.
Nice throw.
Nice one.
Thank you.
Paul.
Alien Resurrection!
From the University of North Carolina.
Paul F. Tompkins. That's not right. I got nothing, I'm out.
Yeah, pretty sure she's never been in Paul F. Tompkins. Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll never tell.
All right, we got two players left. Paul?
Isn't it?
Wait,
Mr. Gondelman?
That's my...
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I've passed this test.
Paul has to say two for every one of yours, just to keep it fair.
I think I have to gracefully bow out before I make hazard an embarrassing guess. Okay, fine. You guys just want me to see him say a movie and then you laugh at me? I know your tricks, audience.
Oh, she was in that one?
Okay.
Where she's all like,
but imagine if I got it right.
Gosh, I'm so bad at this.
That's okay. We're running out of time anyway.
Okay. I will say, no, I can't do it.
Say something that's got a lot of people in it.
So, oh, yeah, that's
you
a
know,
good
like
one.
JFK is always a fun one.
Yep. Mother's Day.
See, she could be in that.
Thank you.
She
wasn't.
She's
yeah.
Not.
But she could have been.
She could have.
But she wasn't.
Doug, can I say... Well,
she could have played the Jason Sudeikis role in that movie. Paul, I mean, you're the last man Stanton, but please give us as many more as you have.
Film fans, you're going to love this. Annie Hall.
Yeah, she's like his date at the movie theater at the end or some shit. Yeah.
No one gave a shit. I thought that would
they kind of
like. I thought
it.
That would be impressive. They were like,
it.
Yeah, that's like the most boring film trivia.
She was in a thing called Copycat with Holly
yeah.
Hunter. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Harry Connick Jr.
What else did we miss, you guys?
Galaxy Quest!
That's a great one.
Cabin
in the Woods is a great one. She shows up at the end. Paul, the alien movie?
Oh, shit.
Chappie.
No,
Chappie?
Holy shit.
Just a bunch of shit.
Is Sigourney Weaver in Die Antwoord?
She's the drummer in Die Antwoord. Heartbreakers with Gene Hackman.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Oh, sure. Gene Hackman's in that.
It's funny to think about, isn't it? Gene Hackman in Heartbreakers.
She's also in my specifically edited version, Heartbreakers Without Gene Hackman. Just, I cut all the Gene Hackman scenes out.
He ruins the film for me.
It'd still be kind of, it's a long ass movie, so it's probably still be feature length. Jennifer Love Hewitt was when she was a thing. Before she started talking to horses. No, ghosts.
I also thought it was horses.
And then I knew it wasn't, but I almost said it.
Yeah, Ghost Whisperer was a play on Horse Whisperer. That's what's so fun about that.
No one else had the no one else ever had the balls to do a play on Horse Whisperer. They were the only one. They're like, yeah.
There could
we're
be
just
whispers.
Gonna take half of your name.
There could be whispers in any field.
Exactly.
They were thinking about calling Field of Dreams Corn Whisperer. Well, that means that Paul F. Tompkins is our winner tonight. All these prizes go, the guy gets his phone back and all this stuff.
Oh, look at the dog on the dog screen. It's a good dog, Aaron.
You want to try to collect all this stuff?
Good luck.
Yeah.
I have another plastic bag if you need one.
Oh, okay.
Well, I have another backpack filled with heavy books and albums.
That's not gonna fit. Oh, he's doing great. Oh my
Aaron.
God.
Aaron.
We should have you around for the holidays.
Wow. Cleaned it up in seconds.
He knows how to pack up and go.
Oh, Aaron, do you want the...
Whoa! I saw that bowl just... That ball.
That bowl?
Just rolling across the stage. I was like, why is that happening?
That was like a scene from The Rock.
Yeah, Stanley Goodspeed almost went diving in to try to catch it before it went off the stage.
Aaron is great.
Aaron is letting you keep that album.
You want me to sign that for you?
I wish you would, Trey.
Yeah, all right.
As Richard Nixon.
We got to let you take that.
No, sign it as the guy who played it.
I can't wait to come to your next one of your infamous dance parties. He'll have some great Nixon remixes going.
That's right.
It's going to be fantastic.
Remix and Nixon.
Yeah.
It's not anything.
It's not nothing.
If you're not remixing Nixon, this party could use some fixing.
If you're not remixing
classic Dead Milkman. Dead Milkman.
What?
I paraphrased Dead Milkman.
Oh, the Dead Milkman!
And he's wearing it on his shirt, and that guy yelled it out.
Right, Dork Philly.
Yay.
Tires.
Trey, what do you got to
play? You try to steal my tire gig, man?
No. It's all you. I'm just...
All right.
Tire. No, you love tires.
Jeez, man. Fucking Hollywood. This town.
Right?
I'm going back to New York.
All right. What do you got to plug? What do you? Can people come see you somewhere in New York?
Yeah, I got a monthly show at the Creek in the Cave over in Long Island City, the third Tuesday of every month, so check that out. And then I'm going back down to Austin November 10th and 11th at the Velveeta Room, which is one of my favorite places to tell jokes at. It's fucking awesome. So yeah, that's it.
Where's your name taggy?
Oh, here it is.
Yeah, give me that back for the
weed,
for the close of the show. Yeah, okay, take the weed. That's cool. Joey's movie... Big Bear.
Yep.
Thank God we all know about where it takes place and that it might have a bear in it. And it's opening this Friday.
It's opening this Friday at a theater near you, if you're near one of the theaters that it's playing in. It's also on VOD and on iTunes.
Yeah, so grab it somehow, you guys, and watch
it. I'm also
it.
On a TV show. I could plug that.
Sure.
It's called Good Behavior. It's on TNT.
All right.
Yeah. And my wife is pregnant, and she's...
Come on, you guys. He's just trying to talk about... Just trying to plug what she's up to. And... Anyway, I'm sorry. What were you
saying?
So,
my wife.
What were you saying? My wife!
Duh.
She's gonna have a baby in January. You guys are all invited. It's gonna be a thing.
Oh, congratulations!
Just show up at the hospital with one baby invitation scrawled on a piece of paper.
Oh, that's right. You have to whisper to Aaron where the premiere is.
The London.
You're the
seven. I'm looking right at you. 7 p.m.
I think it's like Sunset and Doheny, I think.
Let's talk after.
Yeah.
You're like the whisperer.
Wait, could you guys hear that?
Thinking really hard into the microphone. Josh, last week tonight.
Please.
New episode Sunday. You might show up with fucking a gay cake. Wait. Wait, what?
I mean, that's not out of the question.
What else is going on?
I'm going to be out on the road visiting a bunch of cities in America in November and December. Details are on my website, joshgondelman.com. It's going to be called the Team Wolf Tour, but there's not a poster. Thank you. It's a joke for only that one lady to get.
Imagine if Gene Hackman were the Teen Wolf.
Thanks for being here, dude.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it was awesome, as usual. These other guys, I don't know.
Yeah, thank you.
Paul F. Tompkins.
Josh.
I've got more things to play.
I, of course, have my own podcast, Spontaneity Nation, which comes out on Mondays. Nice. And I'm going to be in Brooklyn at the Bell House November 11th and 12th. The Saturday we're doing Super Ego, two shows that Saturday, and then Sunday, two Spontaneity Nation Lives. Tickets are sold out as of this recording, but people don't manage their time very well. So if you're going to be in the area and you're looking for tickets, chances are you'll have an opportunity to buy some from someone. Oh, Doug, when does this come out?
Tomorrow.
Oh. Yeah, that's good. I'll be hosting a charity benefit where we're doing celebrities.
Oh, that's a big show.
It's celebrities playing celebrity. And that is happening at Largo. Where's the goddamn date? Sunday the 24th. Right? Does that sound right?
That sounds like a
are
date.
People are nodding like they're confirming that for me.
That's this Sunday, yeah.
That's this coming Sunday, yeah. So that's going to be a lot of great people.
Josh Molina will be there.
Josh Molina is one of the guys who put it together. Mm-hmm. Scott Foley, Abigail Spencer. Trisha Helfer, Katie Sackhoff, all the Battlestar people will be there. If you want to see space people play celebrity, then come watch this game. But it's for a good cause, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Very nice.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for applauding my plugs.
Oh, here, can you pass your name tag down? Oh, shit.
Josh.
It was worse than the bowling ball fiasco of 3.5 minutes ago.
Okay. All right. One more time for all of my guests, Trey Gallion, Joey Kern, Josh Gondelman, and Paul F. Tompkins. I will see you Wednesday, Austin, Texas. And as always, Dylan McKay is a shithead. Okay, she liked that. Drunk USC students are a shithead? Was there an incident? Don't doubt it. And finally, Dick Gregory not being in the In Memoriam on the Emmys is a shithead. Yes. Once again, thanks to our pals at Loot Crate for sponsoring today's show. Loot Crate has an epic range of pop culture items for less than $20 a month. It's the best surprise you know is coming. September's Loot Crate theme is robotic, with items from Star Wars, Star Trek, Aliens, and Blade Runner. One lucky subscriber will also win a mega crate of seriously epic proportions. Subscribe by the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to receive this month's crate. Go to lootcrate.com/Doug. Enter the code Doug to save $3 on any new subscription.
So long, everybody!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.